Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger of Distafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the audacity of time. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
Once again, I welcome every one of us to this special broadcast, The Audacity of Time. The Audacity of Time. Like the presenter just give us the topic. We want to talk about time. And I will use some simple mathematics expression and link it to the scripture so that we can be able to understand and have the real understanding of what we are trying to talk about. What is time? The property of time. The characteristics of time. And the nature of time. All these things, we are going to just briefly describe, and then we are going to link it to the natural phenomenon. We have something that can be timelessness and the time. I'm not going to into detail of that because that is not what we are going to just discuss today. But what we are just trying to just enumerate is about the time, the audacity of time. When you say what is audacity of time, everybody know what it is. From the simple mathematics, when you want to relate time with power, when I talk about power, that is enablement, that is the strength. Don't make mistake, I'm just trying to just use it as common sense. I'm not going to talk too much about logical about it. Don't forget what we are just saying, the property of time, the characteristics of time, the nature of time, and then we are going to just discuss about that. The British scientist and author by his name, C.P. Snow, have an excellent way of remembering the law of thermodynamics. You don't have to worry too much when I talk about some law. But I just want us to have the background when we talk about the law as well as the time. This man said something. He said, by three thermodynamics law, he said, one, you cannot win. That is, you cannot get something for nothing. Because matter and energy are conserved. You cannot break even. That is, you cannot return to the same energy state. Because there is always an increase in disorder. And thirdly, you cannot get out of the game. What is time? Time is simply defined as a duration. Something that has duration. Time can be quantity. And within time, you can just derive season, which we can just, in the common grammar, we can say quality. Like I said, we want to talk about the property of times. What are the property of time? Anything, when we refer to time, time has to or must have beginning. And it must have an end. I will repeat. Time must have beginning and must have an end. Just like when we talk in the simple physical sciences, when you want to define a relationship between the power, time, and work done, we can say power can be relatively or inversely directed to time and directly proportional to work done. One of the properties of time is that it must have beginning and it must have an end. Secondly, when time begins, you can never stop it. Thirdly, time can never go backward. It has a property of moving forward. Just like the scientist just said in the summary of law of thermodynamics that I just stated for us, that when you are jump into the game, you can't beat time. The assumption that I want to beat time is that you just do what you're supposed to do within the stipulated time. Time can never be stopped. When you want to fight time, you either program yourself to be within the time. Then you cannot break even with time. That is, if you move forward with time, then you cannot say, oh, I'm sorry, just like you are playing your movie. Probably you play forward or you reverse it. Nature in time is not like that. Then, immediately, the event starts with time. You can't get out of it. You just have to go with time, because absolute zero is unattainable. Time. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, though I will read more than that, but I just want to corroborate what I just said about the property of time to the nature of time. Just like I said, when we want to relate time with our physical phenomenon, that is the relationship between the time, the power, and the work done. And when you compare what I just said, these three things that I just mentioned, power can be just your daily activities. That is, you are living. You wake up, you have power to go where, to do whatever you want to do. I'm not talking about power to rule or power to do something, but I'm talking about when you wake up, when I wake up, I have the energy to move up and down. Then the work down could be the activities, and the time is a determinant of how we determine the success and the negativities. The Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Time, which is quantity, season, quality, but they are embedded in time. I've given us about three properties of time, as I established it with what this scientist said, and with what the scripture said in the book of Ecclesiastes that I just read for us. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Season, within the time. Time as a quantity, as well related to the work done. When you listen to the scientists or whatever, they're always trying to date the existence of our planet Earth. They can say billion, whatever it is. That is within the time. But when we want to talk about the season, which is quality, that measure the quality, you know, time is a quantity. Season is a quality, and I will try to expatiate on that. For instance, we have 365, one quarter day, make one calendar year on our planet Earth. That is a time. That is from January 1st to December 31st. That is a duration. And that is even equivalent to the property of times. Also, when we read about the obituary of somebody, they might say he was born in year so-so-so-so-so and died in this year so-so-so. That is a time. That is a duration of an event. But when we want to talk about the season of a man, just like we want to talk about season within the time of a year. For instance, within 365 one quarter days, we have winter, we have summer, and so on. Between January 1st and 31st of December is a time. But when we talk about the winter, summer, that is within one calendar year, a time of a year. And that summer or winter is a quality within a time. I don't want us to make a mistake about the quality of a time and time as a quantity. Just like I just said about an obituary of somebody. You might live for 100 years. You might live for 40 years. You might live for 50 years. If you live for 100 years, an 100-year lifetime of a person is a time. But when we want to qualify his achievements, it becomes a season within that time of that fellow. Now, the scripture is telling us, for everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. When you read more, you can see a time to be born and a time to die. You see that? When a baby is born, the time starts. And the baby cannot reverse, no ability to reverse that time. He will keep on saying 1 year today, 3 months tomorrow, 2 years tomorrow, 4 years, he can never be 2 years today, and tomorrow and sometime become one day again. when you die, time stops. But what are the seasons within the lifetime time? And that is the purpose of this broadcast. And that is what we want to just expatiate a little bit. When we talk about time as related to power and work done, we can say that power is the rate at which work is performed within a specific time. That is the achievement of a person within his lifetime, determine the quality of his life. Don't make mistake. Troubles and trials are part of the game. Just like this British scientist just said, you cannot break even. That is, immediately a baby is born, he started facing the life as it was. And the time is moving fast. Just like Solomon said, to everything there is a season. That is, within a lifespan of a person, there will be a time for a baby that the mother has to be carrying him or her. That the only means of communication is to cry. And that the children, the parent will be just trying to figure out. Gradually, as time progresses, the season keep on changing. Just like in nature, there is a season of summer, and there is a season of winter. There is a kind of dress code for summer, and there is a dress code for winter. Now we want to relate I want to bring out something here. I said part of the property of time is that it always goes forward. It must have a beginning and must have an end. You cannot stop it. But the character of it is that what it produces. Because within the time, there must be a purpose, just like in one calendar year. Don't worry, I'm trying to repeat myself because I want us to get this thing clearly. So that as we put our trust in God, as long as we still have the breath of God in us, even if we are unable to even discover our purpose on this earth, we can still cry out unto God to reveal it to us. Because during the period of time as a quantity, though you have no control over the time, but the season, God gave human being or every living thing ability to manage it. I won't say to control it, because you cannot, but we can manage it. For instance, in winter, it usually gets cold. But because it gets cold and that you cannot stop cold does not necessarily mean that you cannot perform what you're supposed to do, either outside or inside. But what determines your performance is based on your ability to manage that quality. You can't stop the time. I cannot stop the time. Science cannot stop the time. We always flow with it. And we must abide by the rule. Or else we are going to face the wrath. But within the season, which is a season, we have the ability to manage it. So if you choose not to use it wisely, we must be ready to suffer the consequences. The Bible said to everything, there is a season. there is a season for a person to grow. Just for a baby, we must have a season that this baby has when it is time or the season for a baby to talk. If it is not talk within that period of time, duration, that does not determine its lifespan. We have some, you know, we sometimes misconstrue or misuse time with season. Time is measure and event, the achievement. Don't make mistake. Activities is not an achievement. Activities is not an achievement. Activities can be referred to as part of the season, the quality of the time. Just like when it is a season or part of the season of a lifespan of a man is to or baby to talk, and he doesn't talk, it becomes a worrisome to the parent. Is he living? Is he have life? Is he within the time lifespan? But because some certain event that's supposed to, or certain quality that we are expecting of him, which is characteristics within the time, is not manifested, then it becomes worrisome. That is why the Bible is telling us that to everything there is a season. Time has to be completed, no matter what it is. Quality might not. Because in the time of winter, we dress warm, especially in the Western world. In the time of summer, that's the dress code. But if somebody was able to manage that season, it reduces his abilities to perform. And then when you cannot do what you're supposed to do, as related to time, time can never be reversed. Then it tells on somebody, just like procrastination. Procrastination is a serious sickness, but it's part of the quality of the time too. It has been said worldwide that once opportunity means might not be recovered, may not. You know, that is language, but it has a very sounding meaning within the time. And therefore, as we are just talking about this broadcast, there is a purpose under heaven. That is a time for every purpose. Now, when we want to even combine everything that we've been talking about, the property of time, the nature of time, and the characteristics of time. The nature of time is that it has beginning, and it determines an event. And its characteristics is the purpose. There is a purpose. For instance, when we elected a government official for a time, that is for a period of time, there is expectation from the electorate for this elected officer to perform, which is the quality that is expected. Immediately they were elected into the office, you cannot stop that they do not elect it. There is a time you can, there is a law which is part of the quality to impeach them. Because they were impeached does not necessarily mean that you stop the time. In fact, in every worldwide, even if there is, especially in democracy and everywhere, when you impeach, the time, which can be even referred to as a time, a duration, of that elected officer has to be completed. Though it can be removed, that is part of the quality, but a representative will be just be selected by the high power. We don't have to talk about that because time is going fast. Therefore, once we understand that we have a time on this universe, and the time we have is directly proportional to our purpose, which is our achievements. And once we know that we are born, you have a mission. I have a mission. And that mission will not be completed until I start my purpose. Because within my period of lifespan, which is a time, I have a chance to achieve or to lose. The reason for this broadcast is to just tell us that, just like the Bible just said, we need to sit down, not to focus too much on our environment, not to focus too much on the circumstances, because those are the quality which is a season to be born, a season to just like when you read it, it said a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. All these things is part of the quality. But once you just focus too much on the quality, then we forget about the property of times. And when times click and come to an end, and that is the end. And therefore, we are just being reminded that time, as related to power and work done, that is our achievement, is being orchestrated by God and by the wisdom of God. Time is so essential. This is a time, because within the time, just like we can manage our season in nature, so the same thing, we can even take a child that's supposed to walk and does not walk to the hospital so that we can go to school to get education. So also we have to cry unto God so that we can be able to achieve our purpose within our time lifespan. Because I conclude, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Thank you for tuning, and may God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on June 23rd, 2013, on which the topic will be The Adventures in Power. That will be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.